Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Growth Talk Radio. Rather than wasting a lot of time tonight, we just want to go on and jump on into the show because I know we got a lot to cover tonight. So first thing I'm going to open up the show with is to come up with a few races that I know that's coming up real soon. So starting off, which is going to be this weekend, I want to say the State Capitol Raceway race. And following that, we got a race in Rockingham. Actually, we got another race September 1st, which is going to be at the HMP track. That's going to be September 1st during the Labor Day weekend. And following that, I think GRIP actual race is coming up September the 15th. And then we got Big Day's birthday bash coming up actually the 28th of September as well. So just kind of a list of events that's going to be taking place this month. So with that being said, we'll go on and open up the line for a few minutes if anyone else had anything to announce. So as a race coming up, I know Marco Polo has a race also this weekend coming up in I want to say Starbury, I believe. Hopefully, Marco, if you're on the phone, and press one, where we can get you on, and we can talk about your race. I want to say it's up in Starbury, but I want to be for sure if I pass along that information. If there's anyone else out there, like I say, that had anything in announcement, whatever, to make, we'll go on and start that off here about 5-10 minutes of the show, and then we'll get down to business. So with that being said, anybody got anything to say, you can press one on your phone now. Okay, let's see, we don't have any callers. Locked in races this weekend, which the lock in really don't matter to me. I mean, as long as the people show up and race, which I think we do have a nice lineup. I know the Louisiana camp amped up. Ready for this weekend. And I think the first race that, I should say the first race that's going to be taking place, but we got the Angola camp and the G.I. Joe bike. I think it's supposed to be battling. So I want to give the big ups to those two guys for kind of talking about this race and actually trying to make this race happen. And so I'm sure once that race kick off, the rest of them are going to fall in place. Hopefully, the folks tonight are with. We'll have a general idea of some races that's going to be taking place. So, there's a lot of names been tossed around now. So, actually, let me see here. I thought we had a caller here, but we don't. Right, for the Gamma's race we had listed out there, a lot of people has been talking about the street tire, so if we don't get the participants for the all motorbike, there will be a street tire race where these guys will put up some lot of money and they're going to do battle. So hopefully when midway to the show, I may make another announcement to change, but as of now, it's an all-motor show, but like I said, if the motorbikes don't step up here, we meet the minimum amount, then we will convert that over into a street tire shootout. Also, for the more do a flat slick shootout, we will have bike paparazzi in the house doing the feminine stuff, so a lot of you know it. And I think this will be my first time coming to State Capitol, I believe. I can't quote him, but I want to say so. But kind of want to wish him. As far as the gates stuff, we're going to open the gates up at 12 noon and racing started around 2. Later than 4 o'clock, I want to say. 2 o'clock on product. Probably for the cars or whatever, to start going there and try, but we're going to definitely open to start the classes and stuff at 4 o'clock. So, like I said, gates open at 12 and races start at 4. That's for the weekend in the state capitol. Then before we move on to the show, if there's anybody else out there that want to make some announcements or whatever about anything, like I said, please feel free now to do it before we get into the show. I guess this is the same way it was on Suckerback earlier. But it must be all. We're going to get ready for these two exciting weekends that's coming up. Let's see, I got a message here from one more thing. So, guys, hold for 1 second. Let me see if I can tag him in. I got to do something. All right, maybe I'll try to call in here later. And nitrous and stuff will be filled with the track, too. I just want to put that out there as well. That's what all these races are. You know, I don't want nobody to run out of nitrous. Yeah. I'm trying to get it in a few seconds. I was going to have a special guest on tonight, but that didn't get a chance to work out. So we may just invite him out next week to come on the show. So, all right, let me look again and see if we have this person out here. No, we don't. All right, well, we're going to go on and move on. Either Marco Polo, if you don't got, press one. Okay, no luck. All right, what do we have locked in for the following weekend? I see everybody still got around and still calling in, so I'm going to give everybody time to get warmed up. All of them, make sure we've got one guy here, 9206. Your line is open.
Yo, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing, man. I just want to say, you know, be ready for your event or whatever, and just all them guys that's talking about, all the guys that's all on cycle bike talking about any boys from Louisiana don't want to race, like I said in my post. I said, you know, I give a shout-out to Eddie Kane for coming, but all the rest of those guys that's on there talking, man, y'all shouldn't even be in the even being a mess if you're not coming, you know what I'm saying? Y'all talking about, you know, bashing your event or whatever, but you put on this show every week and can't none of them guys come out and support your events, you know what I'm saying? That ain't right, but they get on here and they get to talking and all that, you know? But,
yeah.
Like I said, we gonna be in the house, you know that, so.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I just can't wait for the event. I mean, the track gonna be good. We went out Saturday on it. The track was awesome. I mean, we even had our street tire bikes hooking real good, and I was out there some rain, and they talked to the guy that over the track. He said he's going to have it prepped just as good, you know. So,
right.
The weather been straight here all week, so, I mean, plan on having a good turnout, you know, with or without nobody from that side, you know what I mean? But
right.
They always complain about their gas and this and that, but it's the same way for us when we got to go over there with them. We got to waste our gas. We don't complain about gas, but now when it's time for them to come this way, they can't come this way. You know what I'm saying? They complain about gas and this and that, and they always say that they in the game and this and that, but they don't go nowhere and travel, you know what I mean, and run. So
right.
That's all I wanted to say. You know, I just
okay. Just
tell you, you know, for sure we're going to be in the house.
I got you. We even had a few guys, man, from a long way from Arizona and California, man, to call me. They make the trip over, so I'm grateful for that, and I want to thank each and every one for your support, man. At that, we got several callers now, man, so we're going to go on and open up the line. We got 3438. Your line is open. Report to Rick. The line is open. 3356, your line is open.
Who wasting gas? I couldn't help but hear. Who was wasting gas? Who complained about gas?
Oh, no, he wasn't complaining. He was just saying
about,
back and forth.
About Sam said that about gas.
Oh, no. Let me see if that caller still on. Maybe he can clear up. But no, he wasn't really starting anything about Sam, nothing.
I'm just saying everybody talking about, you know, they talking about their gas and this, and I've heard a few people say, oh, there's too much gas to come over here and all of this and all that.
I know. I'll tell you on that. I thought I had my dad gum a seed or rich or one of them drafters. You know, they having a 2013 race draft day to run Eddie Kane over that way. I heard him in contact everybody in the states around. They want somebody else to find that shark. They don't want to get bit by it. I think they blew it low.
They got a pretty one
of them on here. Yeah. Hmm. Where they at? Chris, I know they on here. Look at their area code.
We got over 200 callers on, man, so we'll just take one at a time. They know how to press the one when they want to speak, so we... All right, we got one caller here, 5051.
What's up, Chris?
The line is open.
What's up, Chris? It's Neil.
Hey, Neil, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, ain't shit. Going to meet some of the girls for the shoot.
I heard that. Man, you getting the girls ready for September the 1st?
Yeah. I am. You're going to like what I got, too. A little bit more of what I think your picture of.
Yes, sir.
Man, I hate I ain't going to be able to make it this weekend.
Yeah, but I'm sure the phone line is going to be picking up.
I've been trying to get off Saturday, man. I can't get off. I want to come so bad. My bike's not ready, but I still want to come.
Right.
Hey, Chris, I got a call today from ESP. They said they load the truck up. They said they bring a bunch of 1,000 to kill anything on the land. Can you tell me you can take a dad gum 25 down there with all them bazookas? That's what ESP told me. I said, come on, man. You taking no boosies they don't need now. They got booster killers.
I'm happy they coming, man. I'm so happy they coming. Ooh-wee. Hope they don't bet they trip money.
I've been looking at TV. I've been looking at Psycho Bike, man. I think Spider-Man 3. He just won't comment no more. I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't know what's wrong with them boys, man. Y'all got a new doctor down there taking tongues out. Them boys quiet. What they got going on down there?
From where? Down where?
I don't know, but I'm sure you're going to make Spider-Man come on, man.
Yeah, come on.
You know
they're
going
to be nice if everybody show up and do what they say they're going to do. Or half of what they say they're going to do.
Well, you know, they said that bike that German TD rode, the Ram Sam Cook at Rockham, was going to run Eddie. I figure I don't know what the hell would make them do that, but if they got that much pride.
Hey, where that rumor came from? That bike that Teasley Road gonna be running, Eddie Kane. Where that rumor come from?
It come from some people down there.
They a motherfucking lie. That bike ain't that ain't gonna happen.
Now they said Geronimo, they got a couple people out there, all of them popped up together. They said the boy was having a cookout out there plotting.
Nah, man, wasn't no cookout going on, man. It was just
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. I'd be riding Section 8. But look, it ain't all that. I mean, If I jump running right, I mean, we'll shake down on side of everybody. As long as I jump running right, as long as they're running right, you know. They get to the track and they can't hook. We can't have nothing locked in, you know, saying what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? We got to get there and make sure that the track's straight and the bike's straight.
Oh, yeah,
and we'll have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all,
y'all
come back down here on the 31st?
Coming well.
Down to the rock.
Nah, man, we can't. Well, I don't know for sure. I don't think we're going to be able to make it.
Y'all want us to take y'all head off again.
Nah, but we'll be in that off on the 12th of October for Dano race, for sure. We'll be there for sure.
Yeah, we can. We're coming down.
Yeah.
Y'all want to try that again?
Well, I ain't going to speak on it right now because, you know, I don't know. I don't know right now. I mean, when it happens, I mean, when we get there and whatever happens.
So
we
hope COVID does. COVID got a lot of chest. Boy, he got a lot of chest in Rockingham. I don't know what happened to that guy. But the 24th is going to be a better hit than people thinking. There's going to be a lot of people showing up that people say they ain't coming.
What
but
you mean?
Yeah.
To Baton Rouge? Baton Rouge? A lot of people going to be? I'm saying a lot of people coming to Baton Rouge?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm telling you, Brian probably bring an 8 bike.
Shit. Everybody from down here that's got a fast bike, you know. We ain't really got too much help from Texas. I mean, boys from Texas, all they pretty much all, from what I, my understanding is, all the pretty much the fast stuff in Texas is kind of down right now, but they building it back, so, I mean, when they come back, we'll have help. Right now it look like it's only, you know, Louisiana that's got a candle up on the east side.
But guess what? Anything can happen in racing, buddy.
You're
I know that. Hey, it happens. You don't always win. I don't care. If it ain't no way in the hill, you supposed to lose, that'd be the time the bike cut off.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, all the east, west, south, north, all that mess. I don't care nothing about all that. I just like to talk to junk and race. So everybody put their clothes on the same way.
Yeah.
But when it comes to that seat and that weak ass can't tear backyard of Katrina, I named it Katrina. We want his ass. So you, hey, please take that message back from me.
I will, man. We got one caller here.
It is.
5244, man. Your line is open. 5244, your line is open. Might must get them out, man.
Man, what the big gonna do with the orange bike and talking all that junk too, Chris?
Who?
The dude with the orange bike, little Richard Rider. You know what I'm talking about, the one we received. Me and see you, Drake.
And you know, it's a street type bike.
Yeah, we got them. They ain't still one street tie. Brian brings a street tie, too.
Okay.
Brian, they bring street tie, dirt ties, every kind of tie they can dream of, but he don't want no excuses. I love to talk shit.
You've been laughing a whole lot tonight, man.
Well, wait, you know how I am, Chris. Hey, but little man, hey, you think you take that burger bite and do something with this? I ain't know.
Which bite?
The one we beat. You know, tell him the king, God, Jeremy Teasley lost on that bite. Tell him, I don't know if anybody can win if he can't win.
Right.
You know how they think, man. You know how they think, Chris. But hey, the man said it. He knows what I was talking about too, didn't he, Chris? He real because he said it. He said, hey, it don't quite like that, but I know what you're talking about. He real.
We got this guy number here. Let me see if we can pop him in. We got 3438. All right, the line is open. All right, then we have 5244 again. Still line is open.
What is Killzone and Custom Cup?
Don't talk them two up, man. Leave them off the phone for a little bit.
Hey, I like you two, man. You tell the truth. I'm telling you. Chris, that man right there say something. He telling the daggone truth.
I got on last week, and I didn't say one word. I just wanted to hang up because Custom Cup went shut up.
Oh, man, him and Glenn, Richard, and Billy Vols on Facebook all in right about now. I seen it right before I called in. So I was in there talking junk to him. Because I was going to tell him, man, I was looking at Amish Mafia, and, boy, he reminded me so much of Allen. A dumbass. All we do is...
But what I don't understand is why he talks all that mess and he ain't even going to go to the race.
Man.
He's talking about his debuts and he's waiting until October and November. And all right, well, don't say nothing until then.
CC ain't bringing his ad nowhere near Michael Phillips. You can go to hell with that.
But you know what? He was told not to get sideways with Mike. And Mike's a good dude. You just can't talk to him stupid. Some people you can talk, race talk to.
But you talk about CC, man. You know how he is.
I know, but Alex, check this out. How you going to call a man out their name and then get mad when they return the favor? You can't do that.
Oh, yeah, he didn't learn me, too. He tried me.
You just can't do that. And I will say this, you know, Mike, everybody gives Mike that thing if he's going to try to hurt somebody. Mike, it's a lot of people that like Mike, just don't like other people to talk about him, especially somebody like Cousin Cut.
No,
you know, we all got our people to hang with us. I got guys that ain't going to let nobody bother me. I mean, don't mean we're no gangsters, but it's just how it goes.
I don't know. The way he be on that damn phone,
if you
going to
dish it out,
to
you got
to
be able to take it. You know?
I'm just sorry. Hey. I'm
he can't
sorry.
Get mad. He'd be talking personal about Mike, and I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't stand for it either. And I don't ride for the NHRA. It ain't got nothing to do with it. That's just being a man.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, man. Hey, you know how it is, man. If you can call me whatever you're here, you want to call me as long as you race.
Yeah.
But if you ain't going to race me.
Don't talk no junk.
Man.
Especially not sideways.
But can't get mad because I'm always doing bullshit. So,
but you know what?
You
race them, it don't matter. You can be drunk, you can be talking shit, but you gonna go race. You gonna make it
see,
funny,
but,
and you still gonna race.
But see,
like,
he don't
do
like
that.
My Pluto, them old don't take good to that stuff, man.
I mean, there's certain people you just can't talk to. So you just gotta tell them you want to race or not, though.
All right, I'll tell you that, hey. We're going to get his ass tonight. He get on the damn phone.
I can't wait to hear it. I'm going to have to mute the button in a minute, but I can't wait. I can't wait to meet that little motherfucker in person.
His damn pants in his ass. You know how to do pants in his ass now.
Yeah, but we got
another call. Oh, here you go.
306. When your line is open.
Is it coming?
Who was that playing that radio?
306, your line is open.
Talk to the man. We're robbing kids. I don't know.
Dago.
You may be having a little phone difficulty. What was the question?
I can't believe sugarcoating ain't on here by yet, man. Call that motherfucker, Chris.
So who?
Sugarcoated. Candy cane.
But I got 306, man. Your line is open. Okay. 9017, I mean, your line is open.
Well, it said, hey, it.
Oh, hell, look at that damn fake ass Mike Tyson. Kills on
me.
I told you, we got to take a speech class. You got to get a deeper voice.
What are you trying to say?
Hey, you have a bigger impersonation voice.
She's out. Where you at? Where your fat ass at? Where your middle man at? She's out.
Hey, Killzone, you got that turn back yet, man?
Huh?
You got that daggum turn back yet?
Nah, I ain't got it back yet.
Oh, you ain't, man. Because the boy's talking junk about you, man. I'm going to tell you.
Who?
Every day going by, they said they're going to run you.
Well, goddamn, they in for a motherfucking surprise.
Yeah, I know, because the boys told me I was a Killzone nut swinger. And I asked TJ, I thought you had fell out with the boys. I thought, you know, it was a big argument at that time. But, you know, CJ always right. Man, we in Grudge Race of the Year and ain't road shit.
Who you talking about?
CJ.
Oh.
Now, you can put Jeremy on another bike. Lord knows he lose. The radiator lose. The axle need to be greased. I don't know what the hell they're going to come up with.
Man, you stupid as hell, dude.
Dude, what do you do every time the man lose?
Man, see, you know, got there. Everybody know what's going on when you lose.
Now he done teamed up. I can't wait to see Buckner tell him, well, you going worse and worse down the damn ladder. If a 160-pound man spinning, what in the hell you think a 120-pound man gonna do?
He probably changed it up, though.
Changed it up for what?
Shit, man, hell. That's all, I know Buck ass on here, but I done seen his bike go down the track a couple times on video here. It looks like to me, only thing he got a question to do is goddamn, showing that bitch up just a little and detune that motherfucker just a little and work with that chassis.
He can't do that. He got to go with that big number. His mechanic done told him he won't run us. He got to go for that number. So he going for that number.
That same track, he ain't going to make that number, though.
Shit.
He's just like, God
damn it. If he ain't hooked that Valdosa, he ain't going to hook.
Damn, so then.
Hey,
I'm going to
tell you something, too, though, man. I ain't heard nothing from that gay-ass Chrysler since when we tore his ass up. Damn, I heard the boys even de-ranked him on the team. Told him he ain't even allowed to hang with him no more.
Damn, I ain't doing like that, did
he? I ain't seen him. He ain't been on no internet or nothing, have a grip.
Nope. Well, we got one caller here, Alex. We'll see who this is.
He is.
5271. Your line is open. 5271, your line is open.
No pretty panties hit me.
5271. Your line is open.
Hey, Bench.
Ellis got it, huh?
You say I saw on TV when you said head bus was coming down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah, I want to see that motherfucker run again, too. I was speeding and came back out.
Well, speed about to know we're going to get that damn curly kid here. Just, yeah. I know it's supposed to be when they come down here, east and south, but we don't play them games. We run each other. Shit. We run any damn thing coming. He didn't know we were on number race. All that evil box, he been on. Pretty pants ain't on me. It's for real, Chris.
Man, look back through here. I don't see any local. I'm here tonight. Everybody's out of town.
That daggone CC. I can't believe him.
I'm gonna hang up
and call his motherfucking ass.
Cousin Cutler ain't even on either, man. He's not on tonight.
That's what I'm saying. Kills on, you gonna tell him to get on here so we can see what he's gonna do, man. Because he keep on
I see one,
talking about names.
One local.
Got another bite.
Let me see. He may be. Let me see here. 17:46, man. Your line is open.
Okay. There you go.
Well,
there
you well,
go.
Well.
There it is.
Well, well, well. My friends.
There you go. What you got?
Well,
what you got for me? What you got
no,
for me?
No, I just got off Facebook battling with Billy Bowles. He's talking crazy again because he ain't getting no work because ain't nobody going to him no more. But, I've been listening, but the guy that said something about, you know, talking this and talking that, I don't race and I don't do this and that. Every time I go to a track, I race. Every time I be at a track, I race. So what he getting off that, I show up, I don't show up to watch. I show up to race.
Uh-oh.
You know, so I don't know what he get off saying that I don't race, I'm just an internet talker or whatever. I mean, everybody got their downtime. But next week, it's going to be the uprising of DTM. You know, I went through my little downtime. We back. We ready to race. I'm not going to make it this weekend, but I'll be in Rockingham next weekend. I mean, name somebody out there that hit every grudge race with a known grudge bike. Nobody don't do that. Don't nobody hit every race. You know,
you finally said something that I can agree with your retarded ass with.
Well, you know, one thing about me, people call me what they want to say, you know, call me or, you know, say this or say that. I don't get mad. I don't get mad because when I can dish it out, I can take it too. But I just don't take that. I don't take the threat. That's the only thing I don't take. I take anything. You can call me what you want. You can call me what you call that? Milla Vanilli, RuPaul, whatever you want to call me. It don't matter to me. Pancakes, whatever you want. You can say you're gonna beat my pancakes or whatever. It don't matter to me. It don't matter. But boy, I tell you, if you get to that finish line and I'm sitting down there waiting on you, you better be prepared what I'm going to say. You better be prepared, because if I'm sitting at that finish line and you just now crossing the finish line, you better be prepared. Because my motorcycle leaning on the pipe and I'm off with my helmet talking trash.
Yeah, one question, man. We got one call here, 4236, and your line is open. Four, two, three, six. Your line is open. Four, two, three, six. Your line is open.
I don't think you want to say nothing, Chris.
No, I don't believe so either.
CC, what's up with that Ike bike and that Nino Brown bike, man?
You know, I mean, the Nino bike, that's a new bike that's out, and you know, we're gonna be up there. We're gonna try to get a couple of races with it, but I got a strong bike, you know, and I don't think we can run with it.
Okay.
I don't think we can run with it, but well, you know, with the right amount, like they told me last week, they give me the back tie. You know, I run him. You know, but I'm on here to negotiate. I ain't on here to act like no big dog. I'm not a big dog. You know. Yeah, I mean, you know, give me the back tie. You know, Caesar, I run bikes head up, but with Nino Brown, I need the back tie. You know, it's a new bike, fresh out. I mean, I'm, you know, from what y'all tell the world, that I'm a nobody. I don't race nobody, but I'm on here to try and negotiate for next week, and I will.
I ain't say that you wouldn't act like you're racing.
No, but you got a couple of clowns on here that say I don't race. But you know what?
Louisiana?
If you want to, Louisiana, they will not be in North Carolina to race me. They won't. I don't care about no gas money. Shoot, if you want to come up there, raise me. I split the diesel with you. If you come up there to raise me.
Hey, how that Brown bike set up?
It's just a street tie, a little arm on it, grudge plastic, you know, with gas. You know, something simple, something just to play around with.
It's a slide.
No, it's a gin. It's got gin in it.
Oh, slider.
No. Come on,
you
Alex.
Don't
I know
slide
how to
no damn throwaway away.
No. It still got the level over there. I still got to pull it in, just like I said last week. When I get
yeah,
to the fence,
when you
I
leave,
gotta...
you got to throw it away.
Wow. I can't believe. How you going to tell me how my bike set up? Come on, man. Come on. Y'all want to get a race?
What did you do then? Who the hell slides a G2?
We got it set up full stop foot.
What is the purpose of that?
We just got it to lock up the clutches. That's all we got.
Well, why you didn't get a motor stage then?
Because,
a lot of money.
Because, you know why? Because my mechanic had that on the shelf, and he said, more bang for your buck. So I said, well, I don't need it for no throwaway. He said, well, just use it for the lockup. I said, sure. Put it in. Slap it in.
Oh, there you go. You don't need no throwaway. So you already know what it is. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Killzone asked the question I asked. Killzone, you know,
yeah.
I have to pull the lever in. When I get ready to leave, I have to slide out.
But you know too now, if you hit the RPM where it's set up to leave it, it'll still take off with the clutch out.
Okay, you know what? At the beginning of the year, everybody wanted to know, is custom cut, do we have a clutch hand? Killzone, I think, showed up a little late, but I put my clutch hand on Tootie, and I killed him. That's enough with the clutch hand. That's enough with that, okay?
I ain't knocking that. What I was doing
You was there, Killzone, because you was going to dig off in Tootie, but, you know, you had a like, problem with the line.
Yeah.
You know, but what I'm saying is I answered the question everybody was asking. I answered it, but I'm not going back to that. You know, we got the little lockup. I'm not on here to try to act like
Chris
no big dog.
Chris Moore is the only one on earth that's got a Gen 2 that says a clutch. You will say the throwaway. That's all I was making the point. We got a true clutch in Ernie Brown.
Well, how you
know why
try...
we got that? You know why we got that? Because everybody was hollering, that's what they had. It come looking like me. So that we came like, and then we got to turn right around and go buy a daggum slider.
You know what? Alex, when I first met you in North Carolina, you had a pair of track shoes on. And Lord knows, you never ran track in your life, but I didn't argue you down about it. Okay? A 300-pound man with track shoes on. You know,
no,
I didn't argue
not 300.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't say nothing. I said, man, I'm glad to meet you, man. You a wild dude. I seen you on the video. I like your style. And then I kept on looking at you, and I see you got a damn round ass shape of a McDonald's.
And you had a rope on. I guess that's the purpose
of a custom cut. That's what it was. This motherfucker got a round tip fade. Who the hell?
Well, You know what?
Did you put a toboggan on and trim up around the toboggan? Put your little rear ride hat on.
Hey, like I said, you can say what you want to, whatever you want to say. But
hey,
when I put it on your son next weekend, don't come over there trying to put a pamper on him because he's not getting changed. He's not getting changed, okay? He's going to walk around wearing boo-boo, okay? That's going to be his name. Yeah.
You're going to tie your ass up.
You ain't going to save him next week. You ain't going to save him next week. Nah.
I bet you my life, your bike be sold again. Just like it was sold last time.
Okay.
You know what's sold.
Hey.
Hey,
you know what?
You wouldn't even crank that motherfucker up.
You can say what you want to, but this time, if my bike don't crank up, boy, hey, that winter bike's going to be shaking. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Fresh and clean.
Why don't you drive that damn? That dude came back and got a winter bike.
And this time, my motorcycle don't take a year to get out. My motorcycle don't take a year to get out.
Who motorcycle did?
No, I ain't trying to. Nope. So once again, I ain't trying to, you know, kill zone. What's going on, man?
Hey, I know you ain't talking about me, motherfucker. Don't even call that shit.
I just said, kill zone, what's up, man?
Man,
look at my shit went in the goddamn shop in April, cuz. And what this money is?
It went in the shop February.
No, the fuck it did. How much you got?
No.
How much
it
you
wasn't
got
in the shop.
Oh, it went, okay, my fault.
How much you got on?
My fault. I thought it went in February. My fault. Chris, didn't it go in after your event? That was in February, wasn't it?
It's set still for a while.
Okay.
Last Young Blood event. Okay. Hold on for 1 second, man. We got a new caller here. We're going to try to open up the lines for him tonight. So we got 7999. Your line is open. 7999. Your line is open.
All right, back to it, Custom Customs and Kill Zone.
Hey, look, just for Chris. Now, I'm going to tell Chris this tonight. Chris, this goes out to everybody who's calling in. I'm not grudge talking this week. I'll wait the next week to do that. I want to entertain or listen to people who's going to be at your event. You know, I don't want to hog up the show. I just want to kick back and listen to who all going to, you know, be doing races at your event. And then next week, it'll be my time. So I'm going to take a step back, fellas. You know, I got my phone on. I'm going to be listening. But I want to hear about some of these races, all this internet talk going on, like the Angola bike. You know, Miller, I know you listening out there. You say you're going to run your bike. Y'all say y'all going to put a street tie on it. Man, what's up? Y'all got to put street ties on these flat slick bikes. That's how y'all doing it now? Y'all scared of these boys? Y'all scared of these boys that we man up to when they over here racing? Come on, man. Come on.
Uh-oh.
Man, for all I know, Katrina gonna show up with a Michelin pilot. Everybody gonna show up with a Michelin pilot. Michelin pilot sponsoring the race. I can't believe that when I read it on the internet, Chris. Everybody gonna show up with a street tie. Wow. Boy, that's gonna be cool.
You know what I can't get over?
Yeah.
I can't get over on nobody to come out and be like, we coming.
No, they ain't going
to
do that.
I'm trying to make.
Hey, last time I called somebody out over there, they told me they're going to race me with a funny bike. They said they're going to race me with a pro mod and a funny bike. Man, them guys over there, they straight. The guys I know from over there, they straight, man. But why not come on here and just call somebody out and race them? Don't be afraid to take a loss.
And they come. Hell, you won't win them all, you won't lose them all.
Yeah. I'm coming up to North Carolina this week, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna give some losses. I'm gonna take some. But I'm gonna give more than I'm gonna take.
You must ain't gonna run none then. That's the only way your ass gonna win if you don't race.
Well,
hey,
you know,
Richard talked junk to you, old cuss.
Man, everybody know Richard ain't nothing but a prostitute. He a racist prostitute. That's all he do. He get used and abused. He the shortest thing out here raising, and they pimping him. Richard, you know what? You ain't nothing but a prostitute. A prostitute for drag racing. That's it. That's it. You're a crybaby. That's all he is. A crybaby. You know what I'm saying? Oh, go ahead, Chris.
If I can open up these guys' line again, man, we got 7999. Your line is open.
That's probably little Richard. He can't reach the payphone. Get on a basket, Richard. He can't reach the payphone.
We got 4236. And your line is open, too. 4236
and
7999. Your line's open.
They don't
want to
talk.
That's little Richard. Little Richard, get off the soapbox now. You're too high now. The last call, you were too low. You're too high now. Step down.
Matt, how the dude?
Okay, Tom, I ran 709 on a GS. So, you didn't win the race? Crab.
What round did you go out of here?
First round. I'm getting tired of all these old school cats.
What did this lose to, though? How fast did the winner go?
I don't know. I don't know. I just looked at what little Richard went. Cause that's what's all over a psycho bike. Where did he win?
708 won it.
Yeah, 708 LO.
No problem. He went them damn O's on the shakedown. Then he won them 20s in the race.
Yeah, on that old stuff. You can't bring no dinosaur out there. Yeah, man, come on. They want to get props. Shoot.
Them damn GS is fast as fuck.
Yeah, we Willie Balls. We Willie Balls. Shoot. And he on there leaning down and put a camera on the bike. Man, he did more shaking like James Brown going down the track. Shoot, want to get props for that. And he got his buddy G. Wiz sticking up on every time he say he got to do something, go to the bathroom or go on a flight, G. Wiz say, yeah, true. He turns up. Man, what if I had that much back up? Well, go ahead, Chris.
We got two callers here, man. We're going to open up the line. 5492. Your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up? This is Team Zig Team Kid. Can you get in touch with that bum, Shine and Dove team? I've been calling them. I can't get them bums. Can you get in touch with them bums for me?
I'm thinking I'll pass the word on for you.
That asshole. Can you get in touch with them for me?
Hey, CC.
Yeah.
CC. Hey,
yes, sir.
Old boy on Facebook, he said he want to race. Nino Brown, the one talking about racing for the name.
Yeah.
B-more, he said he want to run 31st.
Well, we'll be there. If everything go right as far as with Nino Brown, which it is, we're going to be there and we're going to race. We'll race for the name.
Vic, I think Shine, somebody may be on here representing Shine. Is there anything you want to tell Shine?
Shine. Get this bomb. They'll see the ass kisser to the gate.
Wow.
He took one ass whooping and quit. That's the same one be up behind Shine kissing his ass and talking shit, not wrapped him across his ass, that scrap, and he done ran in the house.
Oh, this Dub 10 right here.
No, this ZX 10 kid right here.
Oh, you the crazy motherfucker. Uh oh. Get Shine little mild ass on here now. I'm still looking for him.
I'm going to put about 2,000 bikes on that ZX 14 he riding around town with, jacked up in there.
Uh-oh. What happened, man? What happened at the race? I've been wanting to know.
Get him low with from the word go. Just because you hang with Shane don't mean you can ride like that. I've been chasing that boy for 3 years.
Okay, we got two numbers here now, man. We got 3791. Your line is open.
What's going on? How about a house? Huh?
Oh. Yeah.
What's going on?
What's up?
What is it?
Nothing. What you got going on with you?
Nah,
she trying to give you a little help on this line against some of them boys down that way.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just a little Curtis. What's going on?
Oh, Curtis, you on here?
That's like I be listening and watching online. I be watching, you know.
What the heck you on here for? What you trying to do? Hey, you going down there too, or you gonna stay at home?
No, I'm going down that way, but I'm gonna represent when they come to Rockingham.
Uh-oh. You got Louisiana?
When they come on out.
You got Curtis on here. Now, you don't get McDougal on here. Not
the punch.
Daddy McDougal.
Daddy.
Yep.
You going to the track tomorrow?
Yeah. That's why Dustin go out. We still might fuck around and come down there. We think about leaving Friday. Fuck it. How long is it, Chris?
12 hours out.
What? Oh, that's all?
12 hours.
Man, what 12 hours?
From our way down there.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have my calculation wrong then.
Yep.
No. Man, we got
I told Leonard today, Allison, he said 12 hours from Brian's shop and it's 12 hours from where I'm at.
When you leave?
Do what out?
When y'all
I'm going to leave about Friday morning so I can do some testing Friday night.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me you've taken a hand clutch bite down there.
Ain't no two hand clutch throttles down there. They all up this way, so why would I take one down there?
We got some hand clutch bikes down on this end.
Yeah. That's down there.
Yeah, hold on. Let me fetch in. We got 7833, man. Your line is open.
So that we go down, Rich.
Hey, it's Lil Rich. Is Custom Cut still on here?
Hey, Lil Rich.
What's going on?
Not much. Lil Curtis back on the line.
I hear him on there talking junk about them Southern boys.
You know he ain't gonna speak up when
he
come on here.
Chris.
I ride for Southern boys. I ain't got nothing bad to say about him.
Hey Chris.
Hey, all I know is they
Chris.
Bass, right? When
Eddie just texted me and said let him in. 460.
Okay.
He said he got Shine on three way. 336 460.
Okay, we got
Hey Curtis.
You see it?
Curtis, can you hear me?
Curtis is gone. I think we dropped his call. Okay, 343
on.
Your line is
open.
Man.
Is Custom Cut still on?
Yeah, hit up. Rich, is that you, little Rich?
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Hey,
what's
up? Yeah, I'm on his yeah.
What's
happening?
I just seen him sign the other day. He ain't going to say much.
Yeah, he just called me up in Indianapolis. Now, who are they talking about me up there? Why do y'all let that boy even talk, man? He ain't got no money. What good is he? He can't even buy a six pack. What good is he? And I don't even drink. So what good is he?
Yeah.
He can't go to this conversation.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for right there.
Who that?
That's what I'm looking
Custom
for
cut?
Right there, Custom Cuts. Yes, sir. I just want to race Custom Cuts.
Custom
that's
cut.
All I want to do.
What's going on, Custom Cuts? You've been missing an accident.
Well, first of all, I thought you was gone there, Shine. I thought you was gone.
Where I'm going?
Like they
going? Where I'm going?
They said they had buried you, man.
Well, I must be Jesus then, cause they must have raised him from the dead.
Wait.
Come on now, but let me get back to little Richard. What's going on, my small little racer dude?
What's
friend?
What's up?
What's going on? Say you want to talk to me? What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to know what we can do for Rockingham. I know you're not gonna run Katrina. I know you not gonna do that. So
yeah, I'm not gonna run a borrowed bike. I want to run something you own. I want to run your bike.
Oh, that's fine then. Katrina mine. Yeah.
Oh, now Katrina yours.
Katrina,
wow, you hear that, Alex?
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
Matt, Katrina mine.
I can't say nothing because you're going to bail on me, and I'm going to say Sam Cook mine. So,
yeah,
wow.
There you go.
I got to shut up on that one.
Hey, Cuck, but you know, you amaze me, man. You say all that about borrowed bikes, and you entered the four horseman race with a borrowed bike. That shit ain't
you.
Yours.
No. They told me I could put any bike I want to in it. They said I could put any bike
I want to
in it.
But don't you think it's smarter to get a faster bike?
The same day told me I could run you with Katrina. But I know you're not going to do that, so let's stop wasting our time talking about
that. Okay, well, let's
you're
talk.
You're not going to do that, right? We agree, right?
Oh, my God.
So
listen,
man. I'm going to be for real. That old dinosaur,
man.
Right? That dinosaur,
yeah.
That 1980 GS with the street tire on it, I run that with Caesar.
You run that with Caesar. Okay. Well, I tell you, that's you telling me what you'll do. Now I'm telling you what I do. I give Sandy the back tie. I give Sandy the back tie at Rockingham.
So
we'd
rather give Sandy the back tie than the racer street tire 69-inch bike.
Well, you know, I like this owner for owner thing. You know, I like that. That's going around. That's real catching lately. So you get your back tie with my slow season. You get your back tie. Now let's try that, and then we'll turn around and do the old school bike.
Hey,
then we'll turn around and do the old school bike.
I just got to step in. I got to say a few words. Is they gonna come out the trailer with that race?
No. We don't come out the trailer with no race. Nope, that's Rockingham, people. That's Rockingham. Come on now. Do anybody come off the trailer in Rockingham?
Yeah, but it's still Rockingham for both bikes. It ain't Rockingham for one bike. And
right.
Bike
now,
if we was at Valdosta,
yeah, I say come off the trailer. But that's Rockingham, man. That track got more cracks than Alex.
Your
hose is getting wired. That's only your crack, Smoke.
Say what? Little one?
If you are as stupid as you look, then I'll run you with Sandy off the trailer with the back tire.
You know what? You really think I look as stupid as you look? Come on now.
No, you
let's,
look.
Let's don't, let's don't, you know,
oh, yeah. Listen. That wasn't a joke. I'm being serious. You really do.
No, no, that wasn't no joke.
Laughing.
I'm being serious.
We laughed.
I'm being serious.
Huh? Oh, okay.
I'm being serious. Trust me, Chipmunk.
All right, but listen, if you accidentally find your way to burnout box off the trailer, then we run you.
Okay,
with that Sandy race at the back tire.
Okay, well, whatever you say. Like I said,
right, well,
you don't think
but
that.
What about the street tire bike though?
What you talking about? The Nino bike against who? The Bud Light Line.
Never mind. I knew you were just talking on Facebook.
Don't
I don't
you ride
know
that bike? Don't you ride that bike? Well, hang up the phone.
Light
ain't nobody forcing you on here. Ain't nobody forcing
yeah,
you
Bud
on
Light
here.
Line?
Yeah, that's what I've been asking
Bud
for.
Line,
that
yeah,
race
right. So, what are you trying to race with Bud Light Line?
The Nino bike.
What is the Nino bike?
A Boosa. Street Tie Boosa. Mr. Know It All. Mr. I Can Predict the Future.
If you get your silly ass on a street tire bike,
The only silly person on here is the man who's calling another man silly. So don't get on here and try to lie about nothing with me.
Don't get in your feelings.
Okay?
Don't get in your feelings. As much junk as you talk, don't get in your feelings.
No.
I'm trying to clear up
what you're calling me. If I'm silly, you silly. Chipmunk.
Yeah.
Hold on, y'all. Forget all that right now. Rich, what we're going to do is we're going to stoop down this low to raise Custom Cut with a street car motorcycle.
Shine, you just mad because ain't nobody asking you to ride nothing, okay?
And what's more reason about
but
that
you
is he's scared of.
Hold on, Custom Cut. You know the funny part, Custom Cut. When the Richie gets to whooping your ass, I get on the same bike he ride and whoop your ass again. Since
man,
I can't ride nothing.
You, that, You the only rider that got to pay somebody to ride their bike.
Okay, that's cool. I do all that. I'm gonna pay you some money.
Sean,
you know we still got a date. You up on me?
Look here, tell me. What you gonna get on? Whatever you get on, we gonna match it. He gonna pay CJ. If you get on the hand clutch, we get on the hand clutch. You get on the slider, street tire, we get
cool.
on the slider.
All right, that's cool. Okay. Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Dave. We were supposed to battle motor to motor a long time ago on the hand clutch bike, and you forgot the bike.
I ain't got that. You remember we rode around Jeff's team back in the day? I ain't got that. How many bikes?
Oh, no, man, he gonna ride that shit. Why Dust got to do some shit that he ain't never done?
First thing I did is put him on swing arm bike.
I ain't never taught him how to ride no shit like that.
Okay, well, I know you're trying to say your song.
What do you mean? Listen, Alex, you can't teach him how to ride shit. He learned on his own.
Who in the hell are you talking about?
Wow. I just told him, man. You know, it takes more skill to ride a stock ass staggered bike with a head clutch than to do to ride that bullshit you done built.
Man, that's because you're talking Spanish right now, bro.
You're talking Chinese right now. That ain't the group of people to talk to about that. Yeah.
Hey, but look, I have nothing to prove about a stock swing arm bike, man. We don't give a fuck about that. We ain't never cared about that.
You trying to say your song can rap? I'm saying he gonna whoop your ass. I don't give a damn who, whatever. Okay, well then, I know we can't get two stocks back of the bike.
Hey, okay, why can't you bring a bike and he bring a bike, or you find a bike and we'll get one of our bikes and tie your ass up?
We'll just find some.
Whichever way you want to do it.
We'll just find some bikes at the Dragon Race, man. Okay, all right, okay, all right. I see now, man. I'm just beating the dead horse talking to you.
No,
I'm beating the dead horse.
He don't ride no stock swing arm. Caleb, all them boys, the one riding stock swing arm.
I believe that Dusty can ride the shit out of a stock wheel. I believe he could do it. You just like protect him from it, but I believe the boy could do it. He got clutch control. He'd be fine. Let the boy get out
that
there.
That motherfucker's gonna wheel the hell out the bike, but we'll do it just so y'all can figure out how he'll act like whatever. I'm gonna put him a stock swing arm bike together, and that's what we're gonna do. And little Sean, little short ass, he ain't gonna be able to do nothing.
Okay.
Look, baby clutch. That's what I call it.
Okay.
No lock.
Right.
No lock. Hey, what? Got a throttle stop on the bike because you don't like the lock?
Whatever I am. You scared to let your son get his ass up there with me, whatever it is.
No, we want you.
I can't tell you want me.
When they said you were riding the bike, what did I say? Fuck him.
Right,
and we ran you, and you won due to technical difficulties, but you got the money, and you want to do it again.
The white boys still got that same bike.
They still got that death row bike.
Man, you know what? Man, I was at the track, minding my own business, watching Grudge racing, having fun, and they come up with that bullshit. And they told me who I was going to run. I looked at you with 12 beers in your motherfucking hand, and I had to whoop your ass.
Yeah, you won.
I had to take advantage of you. But can you go back to the track and do the same shit and run back over there? I'm going to be at Rockingham.
Okay.
So we'll get something together. I know since I told about it no more. I'll see you at Rockingham.
All right, man, appreciate it.
Hey, make sure you come.
I got to pay somebody to ride their motorcycle to race custom cuts.
Four custom cuts, man.
This dude got all these people talking junk to him. He can't even do nothing about it.
Man, whatever, man. Stop hating, man. Stop hating. Ain't nobody on here talking at night time. Ain't nobody on here signing with Kawasaki and Suzuki. Ain't no professionals on here.
Ain't nobody on here signing with Kawasaki. You can't do nothing about it. You ain't even got nothing to do unless you heard it.
Hey, like, all I can say is I was the last man standing. I've been the last man standing.
What last man standing?
Mean.
What you mean?
You know,
you ain't
so,
standing?
Hey, look,
you need to put
Richard,
a video online
look,
to remind
me? Richard, have you ever got beat before? Have you ever got beat before?
Yeah.
Okay,
so.
But I don't
talk as much junk as you. But I don't,
I'm not
junk.
You.
All right,
I'm not
my
you.
Losses don't feel nothing
hey,
like you.
Hey, look, I'm not you. I'm not you. You're not me. You can't tell
exactly.
me how to run
That's
my
why I'm
mouth.
Talking to you like this.
You can't tell me how to run my mouth. Look, you
I
wish it was me.
I'm just running it back
you
to you.
You wish it was
I'm
me.
I'm running it back to you. That's all.
At some
but
point
I
in time,
I have to do something
at,
about you running
at some
mouth.
Point in time, you wish you was my height. You wish you had my dreads. You wish you was me, son. You wish you was me.
What about that round ass
table?
I don't think you
want to
do that.
I'm pretty sure at one point in your life, a woman have told you, I don't like you because you're a missy. I'm pretty sure.
Hey, because we ain't gonna talk about women liking people and all that. We gonna skip that subject.
Oh no, we
oh,
got
so,
to skip.
Oh,
we got to skip.
Oh, so
we
gonna
skip that.
You
we gonna keep
cousin,
it. We gonna talk about race.
It's gonna attract more men than a woman.
Hey, trust me, we ain't got to skip it. We ain't got to skip it.
Oh, there's a fine line. He
said,
you got puppy butt.
Hey, man, no, guys. Like I say, they're going to say what they want to say. They're going to say what they want to say. They're going to say what they want to say. Because he insecure.
And you say what you want to say.
Hey, he insecure. I can
say.
Look in my mirror and see my face. He can't do that.
Oh, my God. Oh,
all right, guys. Hold on.
When
we
I
got
can
three,
that,
we got three callers here, man.
Look at that video of me whooping your ass.
We got three callers. We're going to open up and let these guys talk, man. They've been on for a while. So we got 8330. And your line is open. 8330, your line is open.
Nah, bro.
1900.
I'm trying to get on. Custom cuts there?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yo.
Say what? Yeah.
Yo, custom cuts.
What's going on?
Hey, nothing. What's going on?
Nothing much, man.
Yeah.
Brother-in-law.
You got that right.
BNL.
Yeah, I just don't want nobody
uh-oh.
Forgetting,
yeah,
custom cuts forgetting that I
man.
Got the first race with him.
Look, let me tell you, I tried to call you there. Your phone was busy. Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone.
I was on the phone with some people who got to do with horsepower.
Oh, okay, uh-oh. Horsepower, huh? Okay.
Yo, man, he said it's BNL.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I just want to clear it up,
yeah.
Y'all. All y'all bosses out there trying to get the custom cuts, y'all got to realize I got the first race with them.
Look, bologna and lettuce. That's what it stands for. Bologna and lettuce.
Somebody
so,
with the big stomach. That was on the video.
Yeah,
bologna
and
lettuce.
I'll eat that sandwich. I like bologna, especially when you cook it in a little bit of oil.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
You talking about the one with the big stomach was on that video with Cha-Cha?
Yeah, with the big stomach.
Yeah, that's
with
me.
With the leather
okay,
belt.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up, BNL?
Hey, nothing. I don't want anybody up there trying to get to my girl custom cuts.
Okay.
I got to get that ass first.
Okay, well, I
that clear
yeah.
to everybody.
You sound like a rapist,
you're
but,
gonna
you know.
Be
okay.
When you go home. When you go back to Georgia, you're going to be sore, sweet cheeks. You're going to be sore.
Yeah. Hey, y'all talking about me, but all I'm hearing is girls and soul and rape and all that, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, when you get old, anything goes.
I mean, no.
Especially when you got
hey,
long
Chris.
Hair like that.
Hey,
I can't tell
hey,
the
Chris.
Difference when you turn your back.
Hey,
when
look,
you turn your back,
no,
all I see is that long hair. I'm too old.
Hey,
I
look,
need glasses.
Look.
I can't see too well, so, yo, I might just jump on that ass.
I don't know what y'all trying to promote, but I'm not coming to the race if y'all going to do something like that. I don't know what's going on up there.
Oh, custom.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all run a prison or what.
You do
that
every
hey.
Event at Rockingham. You find a reason why you ain't coming.
Nah,
man,
he
coming.
Every
look.
Time it's a race at Rockingham.
Nah,
he
let me tell you something, Lil' Rich. You don't dictate nothing here, there, shorty. Okay.
I ain't dictating nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm pointing out a fact.
Hey, call Calvin and see what he wants.
You know, he can't make Dan look that bad.
You got Calvin number.
Hey, I ain't finna do
number 265-45-43.
Who is that?
Put that big mouth Billy Bowles on the phone.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to call Billy?
If you will you please, sir?
Hey,
we got two more calls, man. We're going to open up the lines while he's doing that. 5534 and 0945.
Hey, yo.
Hey.
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Dust. Tell us how we can do that.
Hey, what's going on, Dust?
Tell us how we can do that quick. We can lock up.
You there?
We can lock up on you.
We're locked up then. We're going to get two socks by
Whatever we find, we can do that.
This
one
be in the bathroom,
Alan's
in the living room.
Duh,
you see how they do now.
I got to prove that anyway.
Nick said, favorite rider, kick their ass.
Oh, no, I mean, I ain't mad. I mean, it's a challenge. I got to prove it anyway. That's all they can say. He can't ride a stock wheelbase.
You're saying, anybody can bring a souped up bike there.
What was the measure? You're 60 years old, been riding for 45.
You want him to get in competition on the first time. What the hell do you mean, what the difference, Mr. Man?
You can say whatever you want to say. My riding days is over. I've
been
in Rockingham.
We're going to get out.
Yeah, if I lose, I shake your hand.
I don't know, damn excuse. Hey, Bashan, why we can't get one of them jump built bikes? What's up, Richie? What's going on? Billy said he was giving you commentary. Custom Cup probably ain't even showing up. Man, look, why don't y'all do this? Get two stock 1983 Little Richard Bring to the track, two stock 1983 Suzukis.
And y'all can go down the track on them. Little Richard, can you bring two stock 83 Suzukis? Can you do that?
What are you talking about, man?
Hey, you know damn well
Dan got a lot of them.
Yo, I think Richard Pro Street faster than your bike.
Kobe ride more.
Hey, that's why he won't run it.
I know he won't. Yeah, I might just run only one stage on him. He's so damn slow.
All I got is one stage.
Well, I got two. I got one that's equal to your one, and I got the second one even more.
Hey, BNL, why you playing? We gonna just do that now. If you want to, we just go straight off the truck with that raise now.
No,
y'all ain't finna double team me. BNL, since you up there running your mouth, we can go straight off the truck with that one now.
You ain't said nothing.
BNL, I'm asking you a question. Since you running your mouth and getting on here like you Superman, let's just go off the truck with your two stages.
You ain't said that we can do that. That's what didn't you see when I posted that in the first place?
Oh man, everybody
know BNL got a turd. Am I the only one on here saying that he'll go off the trailer now?
We gonna be in North Carolina on Thursday.
He'll go off the trailer. That's what you said, CC.
Oh, you gonna be in North Carolina on Thursday, so that means you're gonna test ahead of time.
No, I'ma just show up and ain't ran my bike since last year. Yeah, I'ma test. What's wrong with you?
I gotta make a couple passes. I ain't ran my bike since a long time. My bike apart right now. So, if that's the case, then I gotta make a couple. Look, BNL, let's talk business now.
You got all the practice time in the world. You can show up Friday night and get all the shakedowns you want to. But come Saturday, me and you can go straight off the truck. We ain't got to break the bank.
They're not testing the bike Friday, they said.
Yo, wait, hold on. They testing the tuning now.
No, it's not no Friday. You see it on Cycle Bike. It's
yeah,
no
it showed on Cycle Bike, no test and tune on Friday.
So Custom Cut. Can I ask you a question, man? So this same testing that you planned on doing before you were insane, when you said that you wouldn't do off the trailer race with me,
you wasn't talking about
doing the same testing?
You know, the only reason why I say I want to do a race off the trailer with you is because you're a pain. You're a thorn. You're a thorn. Okay? You're a thorn in my tail, Richard.
Okay.
You're a thorn in my tail. But being ill, like I say,
you should
want to
get that thorn out.
Man, I'm saying you're going to be here Thursday testing, but my bike all apart. So if I test before Saturday, I'll do that shit off the trailer.
Okay, well, I mean, don't come on the radio sticking your chest out like you a wolf and you really a sheep. Wait,
no, I ain't no wolf. I'm a goddamn bear.
Oh, man, you need to
be now.
Don't try to get no brownie points, okay?
I'm a goddamn bear. Ain't no brownie points. That's why I said I want to make sure I run you first.
You think it's easy money? Hey, don't know who's on this phone line tonight. They're going to push over.
Get a word in.
Man, it's easy money. So, like I said, I'm going to try. If I get back what I need before time, I'm going to have that bike ready. I'll make a pass, an 8-mile pass. All I got to do, I'll make an 8-mile pass at Mooresville and then get to your ass Saturday off the trailer.
Man, it don't matter. It don't matter to me. The track will be open Saturday and Sunday. It don't matter. But don't get on here like I'm some kind of chump in the racing game. It ain't going to be no easy task to get by me.
It's going to be sweet getting by you.
Custom Cut.
Yes.
You coming to Louisiana this Saturday? Yes or no?
No, I got a doctor's appointment. I'm having a gastric bypass surgery.
All right, well, you need to shut up. And let's talk about this race. Your skills so good. You come up to my weight. I
Mayo, I don't even think I'm that
If that man fuck around, put a weight vest on that shit, gonna throw that man balance off like a motherfucker.
If I want to race Mayo, it'd be just like me putting Alex on my back and going down the track. I mean, Mayo, I can't help that you that big, man.
Hey,
come on, man.
Guess what, though, CC? CC, you don't have to worry about me. You got to worry about little Alex.
Cause
that's who you racing with, hey.
And
you,
North Carolina. And I didn't even discuss weight. I said, North Carolina, you just let me tap out of there. We can race. And you didn't want to
big.
Do nothing.
He begging again. Somebody paid. I just got finished giving Little Richard the back tie with Sandy, and he turned me down. You get the back tie. You get the back tie. You get the back tie in North Carolina. Since you're talking, you get the back tie in North Carolina. Now, since you're talking.
That's a fair race.
Say, what now? That's a fair race. Man, I ain't going to give you what you're asking for.
You 8 inches longer than me with a flat slick.
Well, look, learn to keep your mouth closed when big dog's talking in.
Learn to keep your mouth closed. You big dog earlier. I thought you said you
wasn't
a big dog earlier.
Look at here, man. Look at here.
You better come to Louisiana with that flat slick because we got something for your ass down here.
Oh, man, you ain't got nothing.
We got a flat slick.
You ain't got nothing.
You
down
still
there. You get us money. You come to your gas money. You come on down and lock in something.
Hey, all I can tell you, that motherfucker better be a front.
Hey. To get cuffed because in Louisiana, y'all better call Obama and let him ride in the beach.
Okay, what's that? You better ride your folks wanting to get down there. We'll cover your motherfucker
around with the motorcade.
Well, Alex, look like to me, you the one that can't leave North Carolina. You the one that can't leave North Carolina. Come on now.
What are we going to do, man?
Cuffin came to Hattiesburg and got his head knocked off.
Yeah, I get beat wherever I go. I get beat wherever I go. But, Mayo, last time I saw you, you were trying to kill yourself in Valdosta, and I almost did.
Hey, guess what?
I ain't never seen no have the ambulance backing up and going for as much as you. The ambulance kept turning the lights on and off when you got out there.
Yo, Mayo, this is brother-in-law. Did you ever get that bike down the track yet?
Man, look, my bike working.
Yeah.
So you still
want to
try to run my Pro Street bike or what?
Why would I want to run a Pro Street bike? Everybody knows the number of your Pro Street bike.
Nah, it ain't coming Pro Street legal.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
How about I come with a different bike, street tire, hand clutch?
You going to be in North Carolina?
It might be next weekend.
Street tire, hand clutch.
Yeah, street tire, hand clutch. It might be there next weekend.
Oh, good.
If I can get it ready, I'm planning to try to get it ready. If I can get it ready, it might just be there. You want to try to run that?
And you
weigh
the same thing I weigh?
My son, like we were trying to run you with the Pro Street bike in Louisiana. How much you weigh?
Oh, man.
205 with my leathers. 205.
305.
Yeah. I weigh 215 right now without in my shorts.
Okay, well, you get on the bike. Me and you, we go head up.
I'd do that if I sat on my grudge bike, but I'm in my leathers. I'm probably about 230 in my leathers.
What does that matter? I've been giving up 50 and 60 pounds every race I've done.
Okay, then you can give it to my son. My son is 270.
Oh, no, I'm talking about you and I. We're around the same weight. You and I are around the same weight.
How are we around the same weight? That's about a 25-pound difference, and you and my son about a 25-pound difference.
No. You get on the bike, I'll run you first, then me and your son can dance after. Now, yeah, that you can't be more fair than that.
Yeah, you know, I might just try that.
There you go.
Come on down and get some
ass whipping.
Let me try to get this bike ready, because I'm getting my grudge bike ready. Let me see if I get this other bike ready, too.
Kids gonna run through your little old ass, boy. You ain't gonna be shaking when you do have.
Well, man, you have a hard time putting them perms in down there come Monday.
How old do you think I am? I ain't 50. I ain't shine.
John about 60.
That's the problem with me and Killzone. I'm 52 years old and I don't give a damn about that little young ass.
Hey man, you can't win, dude. I promise you can't.
Shit.
Bro, Law, he ain't that young, man. He just got a soft ass voice.
He's baloney in law. He ain't baloney in law.
Yeah, but he ain't that old either. He ain't nowhere near my age.
Oh no.
Man, like I said, just run your suit anyway, man. Cause you know goddamn well you ain't gonna say it anyway. But you know goddamn well you don't want to rape me.
Shit. There ain't nobody else I want to race but you. My son been trying to get me to get back on that bike, and I keep telling him, nah. But as long as you're going to race, I'm going to race you.
Wow.
You got to come down here and do something.
You the only one I really, really want to race.
Brother-in-law, didn't you say you was going to do Katrina real dirty, too?
My son and you going to run... You and Katrina, but I told you that there is another day. If everything's right, it might be that weekend.
You don't understand how we win the races.
Huh?
You said Katrina slow. You don't even understand how we win the races.
Too many people talk. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. You said that Katrina was slow. You don't even know how we win the races.
Oh. Yeah, I ain't worried about that. But you right now you're like the top of the list. So
shit.
You
know, oh, no, he ain't now. Hold it now.
No,
he
but I shouldn't say top list. I should say he's on the bottom of the list. He's the last one to even try to race because he's the fastest out there.
Hey.
So I don't really want to run him first. Or
so
even
what's hey, you trying to run the slowest one, you trying to run me?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, BNL. Yeah, now you know what? You want to quit hitting me below the belt now. Look, I should be still talking. Now you know what? I ain't taking that. Now Chris, now you need to go ahead and chime him out. Now he ain't got no way. Man, you don't need to be talking
below
to me like
the
that.
Belt. You don't wear a belt.
Ain't trying to talk below the belt. Everybody thinks you the slowest, and that's what I think too.
Wow.
The only one slower than you is Killzone. That's why I got to ride myself.
BNL the slowest. To be real,
wow.
I'm the slowest, so I'm going after the next slowest.
Killzone might pass the cuss. I'm going to tell you that right now.
And maybe the bike is, but not with Killzone riding.
Wait, hold on.
Hey, first of all, the fastest bike don't always win. That don't work with me.
You remember when I told you, Ali, you told me that, but I don't want to hear this out. The fastest bike might not get down the track,
but that's going to be a difference. Well, I ain't worried about it. I'm going to get down the track.
But let me ask Ike a question. Ike, do you believe your bike faster than mine? Killzone. You believe your bike faster than mine?
So my bike always been faster than yours, man.
Damn.
No, just being real, man. I know the numbers your bike runs. You see what I'm saying?
No, you don't. All right. But okay, since your bike is faster than mine, why don't you race me? Why don't you race me then?
Because we already got our race set up for October 12th. You giving me the move, right?
I'm giving you the move. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna beat you by 100 bike lengths.
Okay. I hope you do too.
Stop trying to avenge a loss, okay? Stop trying to prove yourself.
Man, you just talk too much, and everybody looking.
One thing about it, you can't dictate how fast my mouth moves. You can't dictate that.
Nobody's saying about dictating what you say. You just want to back it up. That's it.
Y'all told me I wouldn't run the 4-horseman race. I did all I could to get in that race, and I ran it. I made it to the final round.
Custom Cuts, you didn't do all you could. It's Custom Cuts. Come on, man. You don't get no award or no prize. Come on now, stop that.
When I drag Justin down the track, then what you gonna say? His bike transmission tore up. That's the only reason why I won.
I'm gonna say, when I beat GLA, what y'all gonna say? He a nobody?
Yeah, that
ain't nobody right there. You won a couple races before. You beat Tackle Box and all them, and it don't stop nobody from winning the race. You mean, to be honest with you, every race you win, people just feel like you lucky, which you are.
Yeah.
Or was.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I've been telling you the truth since I've been on the phone. That's all it is. That's the extent of your grudge racing. Are you lucky today or not?
And you know what? From a bunch of haters, it sounds that way. But you know what? I got fan mail sitting right here on my bed.
You say haters, but I got that Facebook post a little while. That's the whole reason why I'm talking shit to you. It's because we're
on Facebook.
From now to the end of time, I'm going to talk to you like this.
We got to race Custom Cuts because my son offered to run him with the damn Pro Street bike, and he wouldn't even give us a back tire on a Pro Street bike.
Don't come up to me begging.
My son just said to you, a Pro Street bike. Do it look like I was born yesterday.
Wait, hold on. Little Richard, you was up there. Alex, you was up there. We called out the fastest 1,000 up there and pulled in the burnout boss, did our burnout,
oh,
and
my
everything.
God.
So don't. That was that same race. So don't act like I didn't want to race nobody.
You didn't want to race the Pro Street bike. My son was trying to get anything for you to race.
I thought your son was a little kid playing around. I don't answer kids, okay?
What do you mean little kid playing around? I was standing right there.
You probably was standing right there doing something.
I was pushing him up to the staging lane.
What's up?
And that's when we offered you that. My son was talking to you, and I was right there to back it up, and you didn't want to give us nothing.
You got the race you want. You got the race you wanted.
Yeah.
Why, I said
you got to be the first one.
Okay, well, we're going to do it. What you angry about? You talking about doing it?
I'm happy as hell.
Brother-in-law, let us talk a little shit to him, man, because your bike...
All right, go ahead.
So, what is Rick actually going to do, man?
I thought he was supposed to run you on your bike off the trail.
That's one of the races he won't do off the trail. He got, like, certain ones he will do.
Yeah, Richard, everybody know Richard dictates to everybody. Look, Richard's the only one that can call people and find out people's time.
I don't know what the hell you talking about. I don't call and find out nobody's time, you idiot.
What are you going to do, though?
What you mean, what I'm going to do? Okay, I'm an idiot.
So,
I'm an idiot.
So,
what are you going to do on August 31st or whatever?
August 31st, I already told you. You get the back tie with Sandy. You get the back tie with Sandy.
Rich, take that, Rich.
But I
can't hands up with Katrina.
No, he ain't going to take that. Keep pushing him on. He ain't going to take that.
Rich, take that.
I know. Like they said on the internet, I got to see that. Like your boy said, I got to see.
You going to run the man with the damn... With the damn old school.
With the dinosaur. No, let me call it. He called it a dinosaur. I'm going to run him head up with the dinosaur.
I never
he
seen that
run
bike,
Rich. Rich
like,
don't
you
hear
say.
Custom bike don't run no 708, man.
Oh, I know this already. You know I know this already. That's the whole reason why I'm doing it. I'm really
like
just
Alex
saying,
said,
I'm entertaining myself.
Hey, you
know
what?
Know
like Alex said, that was one qualifying pass they did. Eliminations, they didn't go past a 730 or a 720.
Hey, you know when I did go past? You know what elimination round I did go past? Yours. When I had you and Valdosta. I made it past.
Yeah, you right. And you won. And you won.
I know I'm right. I know that already.
I mean,
at least
I didn't get drugged by, a bike named Predator twice in a row.
So why you got to go on Kill Zone? You don't climb.
Why you got to go on Kill Zone?
I think anybody in the world around Kill Zone. What Grand Wizard? What you want, Grand Wizard? The chief of everybody.
You on your way out, man.
Yeah, you're right. The only way I'm going to get put out, you put me out.
Give me the opportunity.
I'll
make you tap out.
I told you. You get the back tie with Sandy.
Well, I got another
man. Hey, you know that's fucked up. Kill Zone.
Rich, you know that man with a couple cuts. They're not finna. Have you ever changed your mind? I mean, if you say he ain't gonna run the team, that's a done deal right there. You know that.
Now if he give me a little something, now anything is possible. If he let me out of that gate. Anything's possible now.
You really feel good about begging.
That's why he didn't come.
If he let me out the gate, I'd run. You know, anything's possible. You know what? I may not get a race out of y'all because y'all got too much for me, but I got my trusty old friend Taco Boss that I always can beat up on. So no matter what y'all do, I can always call him and get a race. With the dream team.
Y'all gonna be racing and y'all gonna be beating each other by wheels. That's a little too close, man.
I can always trust on Tackle Boss to get my confidence up.
Well, Tackle Boss ain't riding this weekend. I heard, you're gonna have to run Teasley this weekend.
So you gotta run the man, the one that don't lose, the one that CJ gonna make up excuse if he lose.
Teasley done lost his last couple of races, though. I mean, grudge races, though.
Man, he's
going to
get a race.
Fresh off one, too.
Two down, one back. That's how it works.
Hey, he ain't no robot. He ain't no robot now. ain't nobody on his side.
Mike Phillips. Hey. Everybody on here can beat you. I know that.
Huh?
Hey, Mike Phillips.
Yo.
Custom got to ask him with Angola, man. Fuck that bullshit, man.
Get in, big two. Tell me to get on down here.
Man,
get in, big two.
He ain't crying. He him.
Custom Cut, you heard that man say, get your ass on down here. I have a couple of my hit bars, make sure anything gonna happen to you. We ain't gonna feed to the alligators. We ain't gonna feed to the alligators. We gonna let you get back home. We ain't gonna mess with you. Just come on down and have some fun.
Calm down. Them alligators ain't gonna eat that sweet ass meat.
I think it's enough boys on here for y'all to get a ring.
Come on, Bud Light. Like, come on now. No, don't be so hard on. Don't worry. Hey, the man, you remember the man just told you, man, to get your ass on down here, and you got X. I ain't going to do you nothing. I have a couple of my hit boys to make sure everything all right, make sure anybody going to touch you nothing, you know, put you up or whatever, you know. You want me to get you a ticket to come on down? I'll pay for you to come on down here.
Y'all have a wonderful weekend. My race day is going to be next weekend in Rockingham. So why don't you come up there?
I got a race.
Mike and Angola, y'all come on up there.
I got to go to Indy.
Yeah.
Just bring Angola.
And I make sure you get back home.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, Rich, that's what we'll do. Me too. Send that motherfucker up there and let little Rich ride. Fuck that. Get in your little sweet cake, them little pancakes I wanted to touch, but I can't touch them. They might have, you say Rich was a thorn, he might have been a thorn up in your little cake.
Wow, that's real manly of you, Mike. That's real manly.
Listen, what you think that bike man ain't going? That's a penitentiary. We play penitentiary games. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
you been in there. When you go in there, you play penitentiary games. I can play penitentiary games.
Hey, look.
Seeing it
to North Carolina, let little Richard get on there. And
well,
I race.
They're going to do that. They're going to do that. They'll do that. We'll figure a way to get that done.
Let him get on there. And I race. Ain't no thing.
Okay,
ain't no
thing. We'll get that.
You think I'm going to turn that down? I told you the only bike that I'm afraid to run that I can't run with is Katrina. Anything else, free game. I think I'm playing.
How you gonna get past all them other boys, Possum and Ike, and Ray? I can't race me. They ain't got my class. Hey, you know we gonna name you the comedian, cause that's what you is. You a comedian. Just like that man said, I come on here at 8 o'clock just to give me a laugh. From here on out, I come on here just to listen to you and laugh. See how you make
yourself. Well, You know what? What you need to do is get on the race on Sunday and get me a win, because that's the only reason why I cut on TV to see a win.
Don't worry about that.
I got seven of them.
I got seven of them. You can't spell wise.
Look, put your pancakes on TV and get a win, okay?
Hey, CC, I ain't trying to be funny. But Blake Gann and Sean Gann told me, if you ain't got no damn Harley, the damn fools ain't fair. Blake was shocked to get that damn win.
Hey, I looked at the point.
If Mike win, God damn it, he did a hell of a bad thing on Suzuki.
Look, I looked at the point.
Hey,
it was 1-2-20, and Mike wasn't on there.
It don't matter, but guess what? Watch when you see me in India. I'm going to see what you're going to say on that following Wednesday.
Man, come on, man. You won't make it to Sunday. If you will, you're going to be off before
Sunday,
12
o'clock. We don't race on Sunday. We race on Monday.
Monday then.
Getting back to you, I'm going to be already heard what you've been and got your ass already dragged, because Possum and all the mother boys going to be in ream your asshole out so big, I'm going to be able to pull this motherfucking dude up there. That motherfucker sideways up in your head. That motherfucker snare you got. Sideways. That's a crew cap. You know what you is? You a talk radio hoe. Everybody gonna run in your ass and park sideways in it.
He ain't gonna lose. He gonna tap out the first loss.
It's about to be over with.
He's such a clown, man.
Yeah, you the clown. If it wasn't for your daddy saving you, you would be the showing up clown.
I'm a bed with Justin when you get ready to run him. That means you lock a nickel in on the side.
You gonna bed with who?
Whenever I see you, when you run him, don't you supposed to run Justin them? Bud Lightning.
Bud Lightning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's going to be the easiest damn race in the damn world.
Hold on,
Bud
Light, let me make me some money. Bud Light, hold on, let me make me some money, because I'm going to buy you a case of Bud Light, and I got to drink Michelob Ultra.
Hey,
but
make your money on money.
I'm gonna make. Don't worry about this. I'm trying to make this money. Me and you gonna lock up 500 whenever I see you. If you get away, yeah, you ain't gonna get away. I just want when I see you when I come on the 12, I want you to give me my 500. That's it.
Well, you know what? You better get it like the Red Cross, cause ain't nobody bet you. You better get it like the Red Cross, cause ain't nobody bet
you.
Oh,
there you go. There you go.
No, how you gonna tell me that you when you see me on the 12, you want your 500? Ain't nobody even bet at you.
All you gotta do is
say
bet.
Man,
while y'all goddamn talking, Cousin Cut can't run with nobody on the line.
And you know we invited the whole family out there, grandma, granddaddies, aunts, uncles, they told me they already stopped the bike and you were still coming down the track. Is that true? I was supposed to grudge race this year. I was supposed to grudge race you off the trailer. I mean, you ain't show up and I made me one little hit.
And then come back and have problems. So I made my one hit a quarter. If you didn't,
yeah.
I could have hit your dead in the
yeah.
pancake. I hope your ass up sideways.
Yeah. That's the picture that Chris took was all up in the air about the kids there.
I'm going to put some Chris on that ass when I go in it.
Yeah.
That's the old folks took with Chris go grease. I'm going to put some Chris on that motherfucker when I go in your ass.
But what kind of suit Cousin Cuss got? What kind of suit is that, dog?
A clown suit. I got a Joker costume suit I wore in Vegas at a costume show. It looked just like his suit. A clown suit.
See, y'all got a little motherfucking shoe suit came about, man. Hey, y'all had a fool that love oranges. and he's a Halloween character.
But he made
a pumpkin, man.
Trick or treat, man. They orange.
Hey, Dan, well, what about when this dude was coming? Hey, y'all didn't see the giant ass dude. I thought it was something crazy, man. That's just ugly.
Boy, it's a bunch of haters on the night. Hey, it's a bunch of haters on the night. Hey, it's a bunch of haters. Hey, for young and old. Hey, it's a bunch of haters on there. It's a bunch of haters.
Hey, Dan, he don't take the socks off of it. He happened to get up with me.
It's a bunch of haters on the night.
We're going to open up the lines, man, before the show ends. We got 8734. Your line is open.
What's your call going right in there? 5824.
Your line is open.
What?
We got 5534. Your line is open.
I got a question for Custom Cut.
Oh yeah.
See?
This one then go.
I think your bike will be faster if you put another ride on?
You gotta give him the big.
Say what now?
You think your bike will be even faster if you put another ride on?
Oh hell no. Well, you know what, sir? You know what? If somebody can afford to buy my motorcycle, they can find out. But nobody ever strapped that motorcycle. So your question has been answered. You can press one again and hang up.
What are you going for? About $3,500.
I was going to say $2,500.
I mean, the only reason why I asked that question, because, I mean, you ain't wanting nothing with you riding, so you mean you need to switch riders and put somebody else on. You might win a race.
Well, who you want me to put on it?
Let Little Rich run it.
Yeah, you're right. Well, Little Rich will ever buy my motorcycle, he can ride it. But until then, he can't sit on it.
Then you go faster than you ever did in it, on it within the air? a couple years ago before you bought it.
Hey, Dusty, why don't you put your money where your mouth is? Bet that.
Okay, we can bet $500
No, we ain't talking about that, clown.
We ain't talking about what you just said. Okay.
Now, hang up and go say, your prayers and let Alice tuck you in, okay?
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's it for tonight. We're going to end the call. Just kind of want to wish everyone a happy and safe driving up on the weekend, and hope to see some racing, hope some money and wins, so we can get back on here and talk about the races that come down.
Ain't nobody gonna do nothing.